Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Thank you for listening. Happy Monday. It's 8:39, and here is the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by, let me find it. There it is. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Woo! There is a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice.
Yes, that is nice. All right, so let me try and get through some of the things that are happening. By the way, I know you're not following the basketball playoffs, and I've sort of been, you know, had my hands full, but I have been watching when I can. Boston swept Philly in the first round. So this your Celtics move on. I don't know if John's interested, but he does have a team in the race.
Yeah, I don't, I don't talk about sports with him, though, really. I like to talk about house projects, you know. By the way, if you're wondering about last week with Vinny and everything that's going on, he did a whole breakdown in The Lost 30, which apparently is up now on radio.com. You know, as soon as we're done with the show, you can go back and listen to the whole explanation.
Yeah, it's been quite a week. It's been crazy, but we are all okay. So, and to those of you who've written shows of support on Instagram or elsewhere, I've seen them and I appreciate. I can't tell you how much it helps to have support. So, we appreciate everything. Believe me, it's everything helps. All right. So here's what's happening. First of all, as far as the fire, which we evacuated from, the containment's now at 13%, which is up. This morning's press conference, Cal Fire. Seems to have had a very good night of fighting fires.
Sounds like a little rain, too.
On our behalf, there were a little bit of rain, fell nothing. But the big concern was the overnight lightning, which did not materialize, certainly not to the in the way that it did. I don't know, whatever that was. Last weekend, Sunday morning, was gnarly. And I'm sure many of
started
you woke
the
up
whole
at
thing,
three in the
right.
Right. Anyway, so there's that. They had a good night, and that's the good news. I don't know this person, Matt Shirley. I guess he's an Instagram guy, but he posts a lot on Instagram. He's got a lot of followers, so he put up a map and asked people to tell him what the worst thing to visit in your state is.
Oh,
so. For example, in California, there's quite a few places that are tourist traps that you'd say, oh, you don't want to go to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What's the point of looking at a sidewalk in the middle? You know what I mean?
Oh, like, I like that. Is that what won for California?
No, Hollywood in general won for California.
I like Hollywood. we took our kids there. We had a ball.
There's a gum wall in Washington that makes it's filled with people's pressed gum onto the wall.
So, of course, every day there's a ton of new wads of gum up there.
You visit it, you chew some gum, and you stick it. And
that's a COVID nightmare.
That is, in fact, a COVID nightmare. Lick the wall, kids.
Right.
Herd immunity.
The Grand Canyon wins in Arizona. While it is spectacular, I made a trip with my family there as a young boy, and you truly do after your breath is taken away by the size of this hole in the ground, you really do find yourself bored as F. Like, what do we do now? Are
it
we walking
kind of
into
funny.
That thing?
It's very, you're exactly right. You start looking at it, you're like, wow, this is so impressive. And then you're like, all right, well, we've seen that, you know, unless you're going to do a Brady Bunch and take donkeys down to the bottom and do some camping. Like, there's nothing else to see. It's like, ooh, we'd be stuck if we fell in there. Let's get back in the car and get out of here. But that said, it's not the worst. Stop it, right? I mean, it's wonderful.
Well, it's the worst in their state. So they're right. Saying, you know, these are tourist attractions that you go to, like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is Ohio.
Oh.
Let me see. Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Plymouth Rock is a very not a big deal. It is a rock that has 1620 carved in it, and you stand looking down at it, and then you're like, okay. And then they have a replica of the Mayflower there. You can get on that. And then they're like, hey, let's go have our lobster roll and get the F out of here. All right. Oh, Plymouth, there's a place called Plymouth Plantation, though, that's really neat. It's all these people, like, live like the Pilgrims did. I assume they're actors and they don't actually live there, but you can go and kind of tour right. what a you know, early village would have looked like. That's neat.
All right.
But you can skip Plymouth Rock.
The Rocky there, statue is Pennsylvania. Times Square is New York. The Alamo is Texas. Anyway, there's a whole list if you're interested in, you know, any of the states I haven't mentioned here. But Hollywood was the winner. The worst tourist attraction was Hollywood. And I can kind of see that there's, you know,
Hollywood
you're not.
Boulevard.
I can tell you a grocery store in Malibu to go to if you want to see celebrities, because that's where they all go. But otherwise, you're not going to really see stars in Hollywood.
No,
you'll see the
they avoid
wax
that
museum.
Place like the plague.
Right. They're not there just walking around. So, you know, that's not the place to do star watching. And then
unless
there's some star watch tours, which are actually just pulling up outside stars' houses.
Which I'm fine with. I would do
you
a star
are?
Tour. Sure. The star maps, you buy the star map, you drive around, or you hop on that bus. Oh, that sounds fun. I would
it
love to see.
Super
I'd love to
Don't
see the front
think?
Gate of Jennifer Aniston's house. I don't know. You get to sit. It's fine. I'm fine with it.
You get to sit.
It sounds
okay.
Fun. Not very much.
I can tell you this story. When I saw it, I thought of 10, maybe 50 times that I have felt guilt over this specific subject. So maybe this is going to make parents out there feel a little better. I don't know, but according to a new study out of the University of Bath in England.
Oh, yeah, down in Cornwall.
Oh, you're familiar. All right. Well,
it's
screen
time. Southwestern part of the state.
They say screen time isn't bad for your kids, and it might actually be good for them.
Oh, great. So, you're off the hook, Vin.
Well, look, we're trying not to hand the screen to the kids as much as possible, more now today than... or I should say yesterday or the day before. I don't know about today, but with COVID, no school, no daycare, no friend visits, and now a total absolute evacuation. And so even leaving the stuff we have set up to use and now having to go with what we've been able to bring with us,
right.
Screens are more important than ever in terms of just trying to pass some damn time.
Right.
So... it's been an issue, they say. Obviously, many people, because of the pandemic, have been giving more screen time than they'd like to their kids. But they say it doesn't negatively impact their developing attention. In fact, they say it's not based on any evidence that it will screw them going forward. So
right.
I'm happy to hear it. In fact, they say... they found toddlers who used touchscreens had better attention spans as they got older.
Huh.
Is that possible?
It doesn't seem like it.
I don't.
The danger is if you let your kids watch too much, and then they get sick of that. And now what are you going to do to distract them? You know?
Right. Well,
you got to make it seem like a prize so that they're like rewarded with, oh, and then dad gets a half hour for, you know, free to make dinner.
It does become a struggle to... work that in and out of their day without, well, part of it is like for the littlest one who's just looking at an Elmo video,
Yeah.
You try to take that from her.
Right. Good luck. Because now you're the one paying the price.
She's gnarly, and she will let you have it. So, yes, there is. That's one of the problems I've had is just, okay, 5 minutes. Of course, no idea. And then when 5 minutes is up, it's a thing.
Right.
It's a,
watching this.
Yeah, get out of here. All right, so maybe you guys have dealt with this. I have for sure. I wear glasses, and wearing a mask and glasses at the same time causes fog. Uh-huh. You fog right up. Your lenses are ruined. There's a new trick, and I know you make masks, Sarah. So here's the trick, and I'll show you a picture of it if you haven't seen it. Sew a button on the nose of the mask. So that the glasses have something to sit on top of the mask.
Ah.
So they'll perch on the button.
I see. Now they're a part away from your air breathing up through your eyes.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. I guess, could have figured this out. Just who knew how long we'd be using masks and there
would be
a need for it.
It also helps to show you where the front of the mask is. Isn't that something? Maybe I'll try that.
So... this person sewed a button on my mask so my glasses can rest a bit further away from my face but not slip off. No more fogging or constant adjusting. So could be a game changer especially for someone who's working in a hospital, has a mask, has glasses, finds themselves needing that 10, 20 times a day trying to pull the glasses. There you go. Put a button
on
there.
Maybe work a little bit better for readers. You know, I'm picturing where it goes, and it's going to have to be further down the nose than you might want it to sit. But if it alleviates the fogging, oh, there's a picture of it, Ben.
That's it. That's the one I was going to show you. So now you know.
Right up there. Well, look at that. That's a great idea. Look at this. Who knew that we'd have innovations in mask technology and people would actually care about it?
Right.
Wow. I wear those every day.
One thing that has happened as we've been dealing with the coronavirus is that we've seen weird booms. Skateboards have been selling out. Bikes have sold out. And weirdly, now that doctors are back to performing elective surgeries, there's a plastic surgery boom, everybody.
Oh, boy.
A lot of the TV shows that, especially Big Brother, currently one of the big stars on the show, has had too much and her
way too much. She has like wiggly, wormy blubber lips. She's pretty, but you can't look away from those blubbery lips. And then she puts like Pepto-Bismol pink lipstick on them. It's just like, what are you doing, Janelle?
The nose, the forehead,
the whole thing.
All clearly surgery, but. Look, I guess people don't like that they feel young but look old and don't want to, and so they're doing it. And right now,
they're doing it.
There's a boom for plastic surgeons and a backlog.
If it makes you feel better, go for it.
I guess. Some people are saying, I look at myself on a Zoom conference all day and I see the wrinkles around my eyes. I see my forehead. Oh. And so they're deciding this is... the way
you
to
know
go
there's
the,
a
the way
there's actually a retouch thing on here that Bryn showed me, and it's under the more. It's like a meeting settings, and then you can touch up my appearance. I'm turning it on right now. Tell me if you notice any difference. I noticed no difference, but apparently that's
I don't see
on
any
there.
Difference. No,
I turned it on. Maybe I look, I don't know, I feel like I look exactly the same.
Yeah, but you look great. You don't need any
thanks
of that stuff.
Thank you, Betty.
I really like your hair too. I don't know.
Oh, thank you. I'm definitely keeping it. And next time I get it cut, a lot of this brown's going to be gone. It's going to be.
You know what's funny?
It's going to be whiter.
Christina looked at your hair and said, "I think she looks great with short hair, but is she bleaching it?" And I said, "Nope, that's gray."
Yeah, full on gray. I'm letting it grow out. My brother's hair is pretty much white, and he's a couple years younger than me. But I think mine's going to have a lot more dark hairs in it, which is kind of a bummer. I want it to be fully white.
Obviously, we never said anything about anybody specific in your family, but I haven't heard any updates on everybody. Is everybody okay?
No, everyone is not okay. I'm not saying, once this whole thing is over and everyone's in the clear, I will tell you all about it. But I just, you know, things are not good.
Wow.
Really bad in some cases.
Oh my.
And it's pretty effing scary. So if you're thinking that this COVID thing's a hoax, let me assure you that I have a bunch of people in Florida who will tell you different now.
Interesting. Okay. Good to know. And I'm sorry to hear that it hasn't improved for them. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hopefully you're going to check in today. We'd love to hear from you. 408 says, oh my God, yes. Janelle's lips. Awful. Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. You know, and I know that, you know, you do things with obviously high hopes, but I don't know how she can look at herself and say, yeah, I need to keep this look up. You know, like.
It seems like a ton of maintenance. I mean, she is beautiful. Maybe she did need all those things. I don't know. Those lips, though. Jesus. Honestly, they look like two banana slugs painted pink across her face.
They're super distracting. I agree.
Blubbery.
408 says, Vin, we use a visual timer to help our littles understand how much time they have left. Yeah, my two-year-old won't even understand that.
And even if she did, because she probably does, she's like, no, I know what 5 minutes is, and you know, still not getting it back. Your first one is
very
compliant.
There's a guided access function on your iPad or iPhone where you can just set it up, and it'll just turn off at 5 minutes.
No!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't know about that.
And if you're
if
you're watching YouTube, you know, kids tend to touch the screen and just accidentally move to the next, even though these kids these days know how to work the pads.
Exactly
but
what they're doing.
But you can also disable the touch screen function. So all they can do is watch that one video you put up for them.
Oh, so. I need all of this information. Thank you. So is that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Oh, not yet, but I can find an article and post it.
Oh, yeah, do that. Like, that's a good idea, right?
Guided
I would
access.
Love to go there and get that information.
You could Zoom with us all day today if you wanted to, Vin.
I can't. I'm going to be running errands for my family and making sure they're stocked up with things they need and giving mom a child break. Does that make any sense? A child break?
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.